Sophie and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
The other day I was at the grocery store with my baby and the checkout person was chatting. I love a good chat, but it took me about 2 seconds to realize that after I had paid, he had forgotten to charge me for one item. I looked back and saw the next customer was already being served. It was a very busy time. I started pushing my trolley out, but I had that nagging feeling I needed to go back. But I knew it was going to be a hassle. I was tired, my baby was cranky, and I just wanted to get out of there. I started negotiating with my conscience. It wasn't my mistake. Why should I go out of my way to pay for something like that? It's not that much money. I even went all the way to the elevator to get in, but somehow I ended up right back at the front of the store. I silently rolled my eyes, but I knew I would not be at peace unless I went back in. So I went to the customer service center. Let's just say the person managing the desk was less than polite and frankly was annoyed that I was coming to pay her for something. She was busy and I was interrupting and barely looked me in the eye as she charged me for a box of soda I was going out of my way to pay for. At this point, I was internally fuming. When she finally gave me the receipt without so much as a nod or thank you, I was kind of angry. I silently said to myself, "What is the point? No one cares. I should have just taken the free soda and gone home." Then I saw my baby, and I heard God quietly remind me of an event that happened the week before. I had accidentally walked out of a shop with a bedspread that I hadn't paid for. I straight away remembered and went to the checkout girl and apologized, returning the item. She was shocked that I came back and over the top in her gesture, thanking me for my honesty. Another woman saw the transaction and said, "It's not every day you see someone so honest." Well, I felt like the most amazing Christian in that moment. My head swelled and I thought, "Yeah, I'm a good one." Cue scene changed to a week later, where a $13 item had me questioning my own commitment to being a good and honest person. I felt God say to me, "I want to see what you are going to do when no one is there to acknowledge you. Will you still do the right thing, even if people aren't celebrating you for it?" I looked at my son and I knew in that moment I was also teaching him how to respond in those situations. Am I only doing the right thing when it's convenient, or when there's an audience, or when the dollar sign is more than $20? I'm not here to put any legalisms on your faith or mine. All I can truly say is in that moment, I was convicted. I knew what the right thing was to do, but I really didn't want to do it. The very human side of me tried to convince me it wasn't a big deal. It's okay to be human, but trust your God sense. The inner instinct that is telling you exactly what you need to do in that moment, it will not let you down. In Luke 16:10, it says, "One who is faithful in very little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in very little is also dishonest in much." No matter how small a gesture may be, it's not small to God. When you show up in the right way with the little things, He will trust you with the bigger things. You can count on that. If you need some coaching or God sense advice, I'd love to hear from you. Email rachel@rachelreva.com with your coaching question, and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment.